The Boulder County District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday that the man accused of fatally shooting 10 people at the Table Mesa King Soopers is now mentally competent to stand trial. The mass shooting occurred on March 22, 2021. 24-year-old defendant Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alissa was found unable to stand trial in December of 2021 when his attorney said he had schizophrenia. Alissa had been receiving treatment and several evaluations since that first postponed trial date. Prosecutors say doctors at the Colorado Mental Health Hospital in Pueblo say Alissa does not currently have a mental or developmental disability that would prevent him from being able to understand the criminal proceedings or to consult with his lawyer. There has been an influx in migrant arrivals in Denver over the past week, which appears to have taken the city government off guard. KGNU's Yvonne Olivas has the story.
City data shows 104 immigrants arrived this Monday, 68 on Tuesday, and 61 yesterday. More than 300 new arrivals in Denver have been recorded since late July. At the start of the summer, the city transitioned emergency shelters and recreation centers back to their intended use, meaning the city currently lacks physical spaces in which to provide the large number of migrants with service. In June, Denver Human Services proposed a $40 million contract with private security contractor Garda World Federal Services to oversee migrant shelters, meals, and other logistics. This proposal was shut down after nonprofit groups questioned the role of a war zone security company in humanitarian services. Instead, Mayor Mike Johnston has drafted a proposal for local organizations to aid the migrant influx through meals, shelter, transportation, and other donations. Many, if not most, of the migrant arrivals only temporarily stop in Denver on their way to somewhere else. For KGNU, I'm Yvonne Olivas.
The state of Colorado is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, better known as the EPA, to stop public access to air pollution records. KGNU and Report for America's Jackie Sedley has the details.
The EPA says Colorado agencies, as well as citizen watchdogs, cannot properly enforce the Clean Air Act unless everyone has open access to polluters' records of what they spew into the air. The organization says it won't fully approve Colorado's required plan on how it will address ozone and other pollution issues until state regulators make it easier to find those records. Colorado's tactical response was to sue the EPA to fight off opening records. Robert Ukeley is a Colorado attorney on air pollution issues at the Center for Biological Diversity, and he told the Colorado Sun that, quote, the Attorney General's office is spending hundreds of times more taxpayer money on suing the EPA than it would cost to agree with the EPA that more transparency for polluters is a good thing and give the public access. On the flip side, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said state health officials believe there is adequate public access to things like polluter permits and company reports, and that making easier access would actually divert money and time from fighting pollution. The EPA said Tuesday that it cannot comment on pending litigation. For KGNU and a Report for America, I'm Jackie Sedley.
An emergency response exercise was held at Denver International Airport on Wednesday. KGNU's Pam Johnson has more.
The FAA requires that the airport and its staff exercise emergency procedures every 3 years. The simulated emergency this week was a plane crash and leveraged over 400 airport volunteers. The exercise prepares airport staff as well as partner police, fire, and medical agencies for a number of emergency scenarios. During the exercise, the Airport Emergency Response Center was activated, and procedures were executed that involved notifying the public, requesting and receiving assistance from authorities, and reuniting families, according to KDVR and 9 News. Airport media contacts say staff executes emergency response procedures more than they have to. However, these exercises are rehearsed more intensely and thoroughly when they're doing so to meet compliance with Part 139 of the Federal Code, which requires these preparations. For KGNU, I'm Pam Johnson.
Longmont City Council members approved three questions for the November 7th election ballot. Voters will decide whether to fund a new $72 million rec center, a $25 million library, and an $80 million arts and entertainment center. If approved, taxpayers would kick in $45 million towards the new developments. Also slated for the ballot is the question of whether the city should swap land with the local YMCA. Longmont would use the YMCA's current location for affordable housing in exchange for $12 million and Centennial Pool. An aerospace company based in Colorado Springs will nearly triple its facilities and create over 600 new jobs. Bocor, established in 2000, was considering expansion in Huntsville, Alabama, or Ogden, Utah. According to the Denver Gazette, the company was swayed by over $7 million in job growth incentive tax credits awarded by the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Other local city incentives are pending final approval. Bocor representatives also said the Biden administration's recent announcement that Space Command would stay in Colorado Springs rather than move to Huntsville also factored into their decision. Tropical Storm Harold may be making some appearances in Colorado this week. Harold made landfall over southeastern Texas on Tuesday. Leftovers from the storm are expected to bring periods of heavy rain in Colorado on Friday and Saturday. Meteorologists say tropical downpours are possible. Up to 3 inches of rain could hit northeastern Colorado, including the Denver metro area, on Friday. And the San Juan Mountains may start experiencing some of that heavy rain today. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.